Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show, featuring Peggy Fiandaca, who along with her winemaker husband Kurt Lawrence Dunham, owns and operates LDV Winery in Arizona. Hey everybody, we're super excited for today's Wine Time with Peggy show because not only do we get to see Peggy again, after our wine time visit with her and Kurt at the LDV winery at the actual vineyard last month, but we get to continue our tasting talk today with the 2017 RED. It's a red, it's a blend, and I'm excited about this. Nancy already sipped. Peggy, she's a bad girl. You know
I
she
cheated.
Is.
I cheated.
Well, I got mine. I don't know if people can see in the screen, but
it's yummy good.
That's an interesting glass. Oh, wait, here it is. I got my glass. I got my glass. And I got the bottle. So Nancy's out of luck. Whee!
No, I took.
All right. We're very excited. So Peggy, tell us about this because this is a blend of your reds, right? And Grenache?
This is a 2017 RED, and as you guys know, but I'll for the audience, we call it RED because it's named after my husband, Kurt's father, Robert Irvin Dunham, and my mom and his mom were both redheads, nicknamed Red. So three out of our four parents are honored with this bottle of wine, and it is a Grenache-based blend. I think it's 47% Grenache, 34% Petite Syrah, and then 19% Syrah. So it celebrates all three of our red wine grapes, and it's just a wonderful medium-bodied red. So I'm going to pour myself some.
Yeah, ours has been open for a while, and I'm excited to taste this. But I do want to say it's a 2017 that we're tasting. And so what I learned from our visit with you is that 2017 is the year of harvesting the grapes, right? So all these grapes, even though it's a blend, are all from 2017. So all of them are going to be in different stages of oak, right? Or are they all in the same stage of oak?
Nope, they're all in various stages of oak. We aged all of the wines for 34 months in oak. The about 25% of the Grenache is actually aged in 1 year old or one vintage French oak. And then 50% of the Syrah was aged in 1 year old American oak. And the rest of it was all in neutral oak. So we didn't want any oakiness from the rest of the wine. And and the Petite Syrah was all aged in neutral oak. So it's just, it has a kiss of oak flavor to it.
Oh, it does. This is quite beautiful.
Isn't it nice?
When you do this, how do you decide, I want so much of this oak and so much that oak, or I don't want oak at all?
And how do you even know the percentage? I'd be like,
exactly. How do you like, this much or that much?
That's kind of the art and science of winemaking, I think. So once we feel like all of the wines have aged to the point where we feel like we want to try to begin to make a blend, that's the fun part for Kurt and I, is that we sit down and we'll start. So we have the base wines. We have the Petite Syrah that's in the one-year-old American oak. We have some neutral Petite Syrah. We have some of the Grenache in oak and some not with oak, and same thing with the Syrah. And then we start, and we know what the base wines taste like. So we taste all the base wines and then we start playing around with them. Cool. So we say, okay, let's do a formula that is maybe 40% Grenache, 30% of Petite Syrah, and then whatever's left, let's throw in the Syrah. And we just start playing around with the various formulas until we feel we're getting close. We have a RED that's on the market right now. It doesn't have Syrah, or it doesn't have, it doesn't have Syrah in it because we just could not find a formula of all three of the grape varieties for them all to play nice together. And so it is just Grenache and Petit Sirah and not the Syrah. But
That's
this
a,
one,
this is beautiful. I mean, I'm starting to get the cherry, like a cherry flavor.
I think the
But it's not
Grenache.
like it touches like a little bit of licorice, but it's not going heavy in on the licorice. It's
No,
like
it
a
doesn't.
very, very light, like barely. This
Yeah, I
is
think
perfect for
it,
the holidays.
yeah, you get, I think it has some herbal notes to it, some spicy notes to it. You get the dark cherry, both on the flavor as well as the aroma. You know, I think the tannins are really nice and soft. So you get that from the Petit Sirah a lot of times
Can I
that
put
brings.
chocolate with this?
Oh gosh, yeah.
I'm feeling like I want some chocolate cake right now with sprinkles.
You know, and this is my go-to Italian food wine, like pizza or you know,
Lasagna.
any. I even put together a charcuterie board for myself because I didn't. I don't know if you can see my little
Ooh,
charcuterie
yes.
board.
Well, I want one.
So this would go great with my salami, and I have some cheeses that have rind that's soaked in wine, and I
Ooh.
think it goes nice. And I have some Dutch Gouda that's a
Oh,
little bit
good to see.
richer cheese.
I'm coming
So
back to your house.
yeah, so I'm going to
I'm
have a
thinking Gouda. I want
yeah,
Gouda. Gouda
it's
cheese. That.
not necessarily a smoked Gouda, I don't think would
Yeah,
go with
no, take it
this,
away. Gouda cheese. Creamy Gouda, like
yes.
an Edam. Remember, we used to get the Edam and Gouda
Yeah.
cheeses in South
Oh,
Africa, like
yeah.
big old. I mean, it's a big deal
Oh, we
over
haven't
there,
had that
especially in the
for
cake.
years.
But I mean, good creaminess, like when they would put that little thingy in the cheese and pull out the little, oh, where it's
And
still
basil.
soft. Something with
Yeah.
basil.
Something with a little
Oh,
spice, I think, would be
yeah, basil.
wonderful.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I have one slice of pizza left.
Ah.
Local, yes, we're in Lubbock, and there's this pizza place here, and it's hot. Green chilies and pepperoni. And it's like the pepperiest salt. Like it like Nancy can't do the amount of pepper, but this will wake you up. And I've just driven across from Louisiana to Lubbock, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go. Now I'm thinking it would be interesting to pair the rest of this bottle with that. Nancy's all like, you're giving me the bottle, but you know, this is.
I have, and I'll send you the recipe. I have a great recipe to go with this bottle of wine. It's a goat cheese tort.
There we
So,
go.
and it's great for the holidays.
Oh.
It's very pretty. So you mix some cream cheese with some goat cheese. And blend that all up, and you could put a little spices in it. So you might want to put a little bit of garlic or you know, maybe some thyme in that mixture. And make some pesto or, and I'll include the recipe for pesto, but or purchase pesto, and it's with dried tomatoes. So you layer it in. I have these really nice size spring form pans. So once you whip up all the goat cheese and the cream cheese, you do a layer on the bottom of your spring form pan. You top it with the pesto all on across. Then you do another layer of the cheese,
Nice.
and then you top it off
Beautiful.
with the sun-dried tomatoes on top. Put it in the refrigerator to get chilled before you open it up. It looks really pretty on a
Ooh,
plate. Yeah, put some
nice.
sprigs of rosemary on it, and you have a nice
Rosemary
salad.
is perfect for the holiday season. Now, I saw something interesting and I wanted to ask you, what would you pair with this? I saw bruschetta done with the tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes, the cheese, which is normally mozzarella, right? Mozzarella cheese, fresh mozzarella. And I don't know if what they're going to do with the basil, but it was done in a candy cane form on a tray. So you got a nice candy cane with that. And they had like a dip thing there. And I just looked at that. I'm like, because I'm all into, we must play with the food. I want to make patterns. I'm one of those. Like, I want to make palm trees and I want to make whatever's going on for the holidays. I thought the candy cane is something simple people can do. If you're not artistic, this is a thing you can do. So what would you pair? Because I think a bruschetta for, if you're in a warmer climate, especially for the holiday season, what would you pair wine-wise with a Grenache or
I think
Viognier?
this one would be beautiful. This medium body blend, a Pinot Noir, a Merlot would be nice with that, I think. You want something, because tomatoes are acidic, so you want to make sure you have a wine that can cut through the or balance out that acidity a little bit. And you so you don't want a high acid wine to go with that tomato base. But I think this would be a beautiful wine with that candy
Bruschetta's
cane.
pretty.
Free.
I think that would be fun. I like,
Yeah.
the little seasonal colors. Why not? You could put like something on the basil. Now I have a stupid question because I thought of you the other day, and I'm sure I asked this before, but I know that there's going to be a percentage of the audience that is right there with me. So we were at a holiday event and they had charcuterie boards with no wine because it was illegal for them to have wine. But we did have daiquiri eggnogs before that. Anyway, so that eggnog daiquiri, that was a whole other drink. But, and do not drink that much of it. But anyway, the charcuterie board had all the cheeses and everything. And then it had like little slices, like little brie things. And I was like, okay, I ate the brie and I thought, was I supposed to eat that waxy outside layer or not? Because when you
Yes.
heat it, it's a nice, it's weird. Like, so what do we do about that?
It's definitely edible. I don't like to serve it with both sides, top and bottom and the sides on. That's a little bit much for most people. So I'll cut off the top rind and leave the bottom rind. And so some people can go ahead and eat the whole thing or be able to
Skip
get
it.
to the creamy part of the cheese and just eat that part, whatever you
Because
like.
they had
But
like little slivers, and I was like, that was kind of awkward. Like, how do
it's
you know what I
edible.
mean?
It's edible, but not
Well,
everyone
I'm
likes
still here because I ate
it.
it, and then I thought, what would Peggy say about this?
No, I eat the whole thing, but it's a mu bit much. People, it's a texture ch thing also, but they like brie because it's creamy. And that
And
gets
you
in
can
the way.
heat it up too, can't you, for the holidays?
Correct. Yep.
Oh.
And you can do it in the microwave. Put it in a put your brie in a microwavable dish. Only do it like 30 seconds at a time because you don't want to melt the whole, so have a puddle of cheese. You want to have it spreadable, so you want to melt it a. And the microwave is unpredictable in terms of timing. So I like to say check it after 30 minutes or 30 seconds. I mean 30 seconds.
30
Just
seconds. Yeah. Whoa.
correct.
Well, you know how I am with spaghetti squash. I exploded a spaghetti squash in the microwave. I was quite the first thing I thought about me putting brie cheese in a microwave is like, poof. But for the holidays with READ, the red, okay. Ooh, see, my shirt's actually matching the label. I'm color, we're all color coordinated. Are you able to ship this now because it's shipping season? So what is the deadline for people to get this wine, or are they, is it only for wine club members? Like what's the
No, well, it is only for wine club members right now, but if someone called me and wanted to get some, I would send it to them. So just contact me directly or get on the website. Or send me a note. And yes, we can ship all over the country right now. And I have a gift guide. So if anyone's wanting to order some wines or they have some colleagues that they want to get a gift sent to them, I have some suggestions for some wine gifts and we put them in these beautiful black logo boxes and we can ship a nice gift off to them. So check out my gift guide online. Or you can give a
Cool.
gift certificate for LDB wine to
Oh,
your
that's a
wine
cool
planners.
idea. Well, I saw other gifts on there too. Like you have the book, the Arizona
Correct.
wine book, and things like that too. So that would be nice gifts. And that's a
Fine.
shippable year round. But I mean, it's 'tis the season. You got to
Just
represent Arizona. So if you're in Arizona, you got to
absolutely,
represent.
absolutely. Please, please, get in
The
contact.
great
I have
present.
a bunch of orders and I'm putting together wine baskets and wine boxes and
Cool.
individual wine for corporate clients that are giving the gift of LEV for their clients. So yeah, awesome.
So what
Cool.
about is it too late to still book time at the tasting room? I know this is what airing first Wednesday, so what, the 6th of December, I think it is. Is that by the time this airs, is it too late for people to book?
No, we still have openings. If you want to do a private party or a semi-private event, or if you want to bring in a large group and do a, wine and chocolate pairing with your friends, or
Yeah.
just do a wine flight. Yeah, we have plenty of room. I did a corporate event for Caesars Entertainment last night. We did
Oh,
a charcuterie making class for them, and they had
cool.
a ball. And
Nice.
So we're doing cork crafting on Saturday mornings in December. So if you want to get crafty with us, we'd love to drink wine and make cork trees or wreaths or ornaments or whatever you want to do. We
Cool.
have that going on. But yeah, we have
So,
fun at the holidays.
yeah, and I mean,
No, I
all the way
like
through
that.
it. Exactly, like if you have family coming in, because isn't that what happens in Arizona? All of a sudden, all your family from the Midwest and Canada starts knocking on your door. In
Right.
Arizona, saying, "We're coming to see you and the sunshine." But what they may not know is, hey, let's take an outing out of the house and go have some wine. And
Correct.
that's a good way, good activity,
Correct. So
make
I
everyone
in fact,
happy.
I have a charcuterie making class on the 21st of December, and I had a young man call, and he goes, I need something. I want to do something with my grandma. I'm going to be in town in Arizona. And so they signed up for the charcuterie making class, and that's his
Oh.
gift to his grandmother.
Oh,
So
that's
yeah.
fun. So that's really a gift of experience together,
Correct. Yeah.
That's I
And
love
it's
that.
something they'll take pictures, and it's something he'll always remember, and is that he spent time, quality time with his grandmother at the holidays.
That's
So for
awesome.
New Year's Eve,
Hmm.
what would you suggest out of wine? I know everybody goes to the sparkling and the bubbly. But when you look at LDV wines, I would say Viognier especially has to be there, some Grenache. I mean, to me, just drink them all because they're all
You really good.
know,
Drink them all.
I
Well,
don't
no,
know what you do. We don't go out on New Year's Eve, but we make an evening of it. So we plan out an evening where we just do little bites till midnight because we can barely make it till midnight. But so we do like 4 to 6 courses of little bites, and we pair wine with each one. So we might
Oh,
start with
nice.
like a shrimp cocktail with some sparkling wine, and then we might go to some ahi tuna that is just seared and with a Grenache, or even a one of our rosé of Grenache, which is absolutely awesome. And then we might do a fillet slices with some gorgonzola and move up to, our petite Syrah. And then we might do a dessert with our petite Syrah. And maybe by midnight, we're back to the champagne with some fruit or just champagne to do toast in the new year. So it's
When do
kind
you
of
have
a,
your when do you have your black-eyed peas? Is that the next morning?
that's the 1st of January for good luck. Yep.
Oh, okay. Everyone in the show notes,
Oh.
we have links to Peggy's recipe and your tips from last year and the chocolate and wine pairing, you've got those tips too. Going back to the rosé, your rosé is exceptional. And I
Thank
think
you.
this is something that through the holiday season, if you don't know, just pour the
Correct. You're right. You're right. It's
Honestly, it's true.
zero residual sugar. It's 100% Grenache, so it's a pretty full-bodied rosé. And as we've talked about in the past, rosé is a winemaking style. It's not a grape. It's not a variety. And it can the color of rosé can range from almost like a white wine all the way to a Cabernet. Ours kind of falls in the middle to fuller color. So
I like
it's
it.
a beautiful color. And rosé can be made out of all kinds of grapes. We do it out of Grenache, but you can even make a rosé out of Cabernet. So it's fun. It's a fun wine to play around with and try different styles.
And it's good
Cool.
with ham because I know a lot of
Yeah.
people do ham, and even if you're doing turkey again, it's and this I'm into this now. I
Yeah.
it's giving the your signature Petite Sirah. I'm telling you, I what it what I don't know what how you did that, but that is, I think it's like, do you like when we were doing the Viognier tasting, when we went thieving at the winery? I love
Yeah.
that. I love that. And
Yeah.
tasting these different ones and the different oak and then the stainless steel, like, do you take your older, like the wines, like the Viognier from the past that you have from the years before, and go and taste, like, how, like, you can't really taste because it ferments no matter what, so you can't really taste against the year before, really. You know what I mean? And it's you have to wait till it's ready, or how do you do that?
I mean, we have with vignette, with white wine, we move it into the bottle fairly quickly, so it's not a barrel aged for a long time. We our rhyolite white that I believe you also tasted, which is our we aged that in French oak, and we did age that for a while, so we were able to taste the Viognier that was in stainless steel, the Sky Island Viognier with the rhyolite white, which has that kiss of oak to it. So yeah, but they're all similar vintages. They're all the same vintage. But we
How is the
always,
V? How is it doing, by the way?
it's doing beautifully.
I know.
The
I'm just like, I feel like I'd want to keep going back. Like, I want to know, how's it, like, where's it now? That was
yeah.
such an incredible tasting experience. Both Nancy and I, that's why we're talking about. I and everyone, if you go into the issue 19 of Big Weekly Blend magazine, and or just go on the website and type in visit LD a visit to LDV Winery, and but go in the magazine, and we were talking about it in the editor's block how Robert Louis Stevenson talks about wine as bottled poetry. And that tasting experience to us was exactly that, because it was these complexities and things that weren't so complex, and yet this conversation, and everyone, no one's right or wrong. It's like what you feel, what you taste, like art, right? And so I think that when, I've heard that quote before, always love that quote, love wine, but that experience to me meant so much more. And I've how much wine tasting have we done, Nancy? Oh, hello.
I know,
Mm-hmm.
but it was just that experience of learning the aging process and how this was a baby, but it's like here I it's like watching a teenager. I'm gonna be naughty.
Correct.
No,
Well,
I'm not.
it's
It
an
was beautiful.
appreciation. You cultivate an appreciation. You're not
Absolutely.
downing stuff. Like, you're not going to a
No,
bar and
you're
downing a shot or something. You're not doing
no.
that. You are sipping and appreciating and discerning.
Right.
And if you're really into it, you start thinking about location, minerals, and why this would taste this way over here, and over here it's going to taste this way. And the more you
Absolutely.
get into it, it's fascinating. I find it fascinating. Boy.
And
Go
when
ahead.
we bottle that wine and send you a bottles of the wines you tasted in the barrel, hopefully you'll have that taste memory, that when we stood in the winery and we tasted that straight out of the barrel, and you'll be able to remember what it tasted like when you're tasting the finished wine straight out of the bottle.
It's going to be
And
interesting. I'm going to go back and listen to that, and then, like, how is that from there? So do, like, wine club members, or does anyone get to have that awesome experience? Because it's really a fascinating it
thing
is.
to
It's really be
interesting.
part of that process.
Right. Our wine club members absolutely do. And when they come to visit us, and if you want to have that kind of a special experience and visit the vineyard and, walk through the vineyard with Kurt and spend the time with Kurt, the winemaker in the winery, we can make that happen. Absolutely. But as you know, we're kind of remote down there, so someone has to plan that. They can't just show up at the gate and
No.
hope we're there and hope we're going to be able to do
Yeah.
that for
But it
them.
was so awesome driving back out there. We drove up to through, Fort Bowie and the other side of Fort Bowie. And on the way, just like right by your gate, there was deer, there were quail, and Nancy and I, oh, we're back
It's
in Arizona, there's
awesome.
quail. We got all excited.
Yeah, it was so
But
cool.
and then we went to
Yeah.
Chiricahua National Monument on our way out, going to Tucson, and looked at this view and we're just like, oh man. And looking at rhyolite, what your
Right.
wine, like we were like, went to the source, to the motherland, and like we knew this, all this volcanic eruption, this amazing geology, these cataclysmic, I was going to say, like amazing events, the geological events that happened, this volcano, these eruptions. Now we're drinking the wine that, comes from this, this source. So it was really cool to go there, but we did see a bear on our
Yes.
way
Wow.
out. I sent you that photo. It was, I mean, I was so lucky that I even grabbed my camera. It's a terrible photo, but it was like, here's a bear, and he's so little compared to bears, like
Yeah.
other bears. And everybody else is like, that's a big bear. I'm like, it's a little bear. He's a cute little bear, but
Yeah.
I'm sure he's slowly going to start hibernating. So that's where I want to go to you with your word of the month is dormancy.
Correct. So our vines are currently going into their dormancy period. A lot of it, right now, the leaves haven't dropped. So the
Oh, wow.
vineyard looks beautiful with reds and yellows and greens and all the pretty leaves. However, because we haven't had a hard freeze yet, but it's coming. And once there's a hard freeze, then they turn brown and drop off. And folks think the vines look dead, but no, they're not. They are going into their dormancy period, and it gives them an opportunity to recover basically from the growing season and prepare for the next, because grapes are perennials, so they grow year after year. Just like some trees and shrubs also do that. They're not annuals like corn or wheat, where they're replanted every year. And so our goal is to really produce, prepare them for dormancy. So we've been still watering, and we gave them their winter nutrients to make sure that the soils were replenished with the nutrients they need. But yeah, they're going to sleep, and they will rest probably through, till the springtime, and they'll before when they start coming back to life.
So is
That's
that when you
awesome.
plant their new baby brothers and sisters in the
Yes,
spring?
we've already ordered our plants that I think we talked about it. We have a lot of replacement plants that we need to do. I want to say there is 1,000 some that we're replacing
Wow.
throughout the vineyard. So we've already ordered, and it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of Petite Sirah, a little bit of Grenache, a little bit of Syrah, a lot of Syrah, and a lot of Grenache that we're going to have to replace. We've actually dug the holes for the replacement of those vines,
Oh, wow.
and they're at the nursery in California that we order from. And then come spring, when we'll call them up and they'll load them up into the truck, and we add some B12 to them to kind of get them ready to be planted. So yeah, it's
Awesome.
exciting.
All right, before you go, tell everybody about the romantic wine because there's a lot of engagements happening at this time of year. It's all
Oh
happening.
yeah.
And so this may help get the yes question, like the yes answer to the question, about
Yeah.
people, popping that question over, the holiday season. So tell everybody about that specific wine because it could help.
This, I mean, it's called red. R-E-D. It, red is the color of the holiday season. So why wouldn't you choose this particular bottle? But there's a story in this glass. And what you're doing, hopefully creating an experience that you're going to remember and retell that proposal year after year for the next, 40 years. So you got to make it special. And you want to have a special wine be a part of that, and one that also has a story to tell. And so choose an LDV RED for that special
Well,
occasion.
will it, okay, speaking of that, so you know people do the extra cake they put in the freezer when they get married. So when you choose that wine, don't you want to be able to get a stock of it so that you can keep it for the anniversaries?
Absolutely. At least get a case of it. And then for the next 12 years, or next 11 years, open it on your anniversary and tell
Wow,
the
nice.
story, or see how the wine has evolved. Talk about how you, as a couple, have evolved over that
Oh,
time frame.
wow. Oh,
And I think it's
awesome.
again, it's a continuation of that experience, and it's an evolution of your life together.
Oh, see how wonderful that is. What about you?
You
Good
do
way that
that
end
too,
our.
like.
Yeah.
You could do it month by month too. Like,
Mm-hmm.
no, see,
Have
next.
a little.
Well, no, if you celebrate each month at the end of the month with what you accomplished during that
Date
month
night.
together,
Yeah.
right? Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, month by month, because a year is a long time to wait. Some people can't wait that long for results. Go,
Yeah, that's
Nancy,
true. There you go. I'm with
Nancy's
you,
out there
Nancy.
selling that wine. Get it out there. Everybody, on
Yeah.
that note, LDVWinery.com. When you're ordering wine from Arizona, tis the season because it is nice and cool. So you're going to have exceptional wine to your doorstep or to your friends or your family, those that you are gifting as well. So, especially for those who are living in Arizona, it's good to know what is in your backyard. All our friends in Tucson that we're sharing with this, with we did so many different pairings, and your Grenache goes well. With our friend made a dish that had coconut and garbanzo bean. It was like a light vegetarian, and then had lamb chops on the side. And the Grenache and the rosé did really well. Sorry, we had both bottles, but they
Beautiful.
both did with this because it was such a light dish. But the lamb did really well, which I thought was interesting. So
That's that
anyway, there's
lamb is hard to pair things with.
but it went well. It went well that night. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Peggy is here every first Wednesday, so stay tuned for the new year. Thank you, Peggy.
Cheers.
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 Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show. Keep up with LDV Winery at ldvwinery.com. Keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.